I don't know if any of you saw last Saturday the speech that Premier Kenney gave to what was the Manning Conference being held in Red Deer. This speech was over 8,000 words long. It took him about an hour to give. But in this speech, our premier said the following words. We have been going through 5 years of hardship in this province. Our economy is smaller today than it was 5 years ago. Between 2014 and 2018, business bankruptcies have risen by more than 50%. And thousands upon thousands of Albertans have lost their homes, their small businesses, and their hope. Now, this statement of the Premier was brought home for me a week ago Friday. I was shopping at Safeway. And as I was in the line, I had a fair number of groceries, so someone was packing my groceries. And the man was my age, and he said, "This is my first half hour on the job." And I asked him, "Oh, did you come from another Safeway where you had worked before?" And he said, "No, for over 30 years, I was in the energy industry." I've begun my homily in this way this afternoon because I want to talk with you today about our second reading from 2 Thessalonians, where St. Paul talks about the importance of work. Work is something that is fundamental to our lives. And work is something that helps to give us meaning, helps to give us purpose, helps to give us direction in our lives. And because our province, at least in the time I've lived here, I didn't live here in the early 80s during that crisis, but in all the time I've lived in Calgary, all the time that I have been a pastor, there has not been a time like this, where so many people have been so adversely affected by what has happened in our economy and in our country over these last years, and how this has particularly affected us here in Alberta. And so St. Paul wants to underscore the importance of work in his own life. Remember, Paul's an apostle. And he's saying, in a way, I could ask you to support me because of the ministry that I'm doing, but when I was with you, I didn't ask for that kind of support. I worked with my own hands. St. Paul was a tent maker. And he tells us in the following way how he describes his work. "For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, but we worked with toil and labor night and day so that we might not be a burden to you." And so St. Paul talks about the nature of work. Work is hard. Work is challenging. It calls for toil. It calls for labor. But it's a way in which we can then, in turn, contribute to the greater good of our family and the society in which we live. And Paul goes on to say that as an apostle, he wants his example of how he works to be one worthy of imitation. I think it can be said about Albertans that this is a society where we know how to work. Yes, there are sometimes people who are idle amongst us, but I think the overarching understanding and what I have seen as being someone who's lived in this province for 30 years, that we have a workforce that is conscientious. We have people here who are willing to labor night and day in order to do their jobs well. But Paul does want to warn us against those who might be unwilling to work. And indeed, there are always times in societies where some people will be idle. As Paul says, they'll even be busybodies not wanting to do any kind of work. For so many, though, here in this province who are unemployed, it's not because they don't want to work. But it's because of what we have experienced as the challenges that the energy sector has undergone with unprecedented layoffs and an attitude in parts of the larger culture that seems to demonize the very thing that we do. This past summer, I was out in Victoria. I love Victoria. But I was told that even still to this day, they dump their sewage into the ocean. Now, they're going to change that. But I thought, I wonder what we do here in Calgary. I'd never sort of thought about how do we treat our water here in our own city. So when I came home from my holiday, I looked into it. We have a most amazing and complex and beautiful system to treat our water in this city, so that our water, once it goes through all of these things that I couldn't understand because it was science that was beyond me, but what I did understand is once it's treated, it's put back into the Bow River as clean water. That speaks of innovation. That speaks of something that is fundamental to what it is to be an Albertan. We care about the society in which we live. We want to treat it well. We want to look after it. And this one example of how this city treats its water is something that inspired me. And so as we think a little bit more about work, I want to think about our work in relation to God. Remember in the book of Genesis, Genesis begins with God, the great workman. God who calls creation into being. And one of the things that strikes me about Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 is the following. God is the one who gives creation its being. But then in chapter 2, it's left to Adam to name creation. Adam is the one who gives creation its meaning. God calls it into being. Adam calls it into meaning. And when we think about our work, that's one of the things that's so fundamental about our work. Our work is a means by which we give meaning to life. And when people are unemployed, when people are underemployed, the premier said in this speech last week in Red Deer that it leads to, in our province, the increase of rural crime. And per capita, he said that we have 50% more suicides in this province over the last 5 years than Ontario. Why? Because when there's no work, or when there's a sense that other parts of the country are trying to oppose our means of making a living, it can lead to this kind of discouragement and despair. St. John Paul II, early on in his papacy, in 1981, wrote an encyclical on work. And in this encyclical, he talked about the very nature of Jesus Christ, the second person of the blessed and glorious Trinity. And when we think about Jesus, we know that his public ministry only lasted for 3 years. But what did he do before he was 30? He worked. He was a carpenter. And listen to what St. John Paul II writes. He says that Jesus himself was a man of work, a craftsman like Joseph of Nazareth. Jesus belonged to the working world. He has appreciation and respect for human work. It can indeed be said that he looks with love upon human work and the different forms that it takes. One of the ways in which we are made in the image and likeness of God is that we work, and that we have this capacity to work. And so I feel very, passionate about this, that as a pastor, I need to talk about this. Because this is something that is affecting so many of us here in this province. That when work is not there, our lives can be diminished. And the impact that it has on our families is one that has various consequences. Let me conclude my homily by quoting John Paul II one more time. In the same encyclical on work, listen to what he writes. Let the Christian who listens to the word of the living God unite work with prayer. Know the place that his work has, not only in earthly progress, but also in the development of the kingdom of God. Our work is kingdom work. It's a way for us to join with God in bringing about a better world. And one of the things that has and will continue, I am sure, to characterize this province of Alberta is this attitude that we want to make a difference for the better. This is something that is fundamental to the nature and the spirit of the people who live here. In our collect for today, that prayer that I sang at the beginning of Mass, I prayed these words on behalf of the church, that we would be devoted to God, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. One of the ways we serve God with constancy and with lasting happiness is when we have meaningful work to do. I thank God that this person I spoke to a week ago Friday was willing to get up and work. If he couldn't work in the energy sector anymore for now, he was willing to work at Safeway. May we pray for those who are out of work. May we pray for those who are looking for work. And may we be a people who are able to articulate in our way of life that this is a province, this is a city made up of vital men and women who are committed to their work, they're committed to this province, and they're committed to the prosperity of Canada. I want to commend all of you for the work that you do, for the commitment that you have made to make this a better society. May God bless you.